I'm Jaden Atkin, and I'm just here helping set up for the Careers Expo. They came in the other day and asked for a few apprentices to give a hand to help set up tables and chairs and all that sort of stuff.
I know that you're here helping out today with your mate. What's your name?
Jordan Rad.
So tell me, are you worried about your future career prospects within the Gippsland region?
Yeah, well, I can't not be worried, I guess. I've got car loans and phone bills and all that sort of stuff to pay for, and just one day out of the blue, they'll just stop paying me and that'll be it.
So what next?
I don't know. I'll just be putting my name out there, I guess, trying to get another job. Doesn't really matter what, just as long as I get some money coming in.
Will you get Centrelink benefits or anything like that?
Yeah, we will, but they won't be to the full extent because we'll technically still be employed, so we'll only get sort of half rates.
Do you know how long that suspension is going to last for?
They told us 3 months, and then at the end of that they'll reassess the situation, and then from then on it could be another 3 months or 6 months or whatever.
So it's a bit strange for you guys being here, like knowing that you've been engaged in training and you've been suspended, and then sort of watching a bunch of kids wandering around, I guess thinking about their future career prospects.
Yeah, well, one of the benefits of going to AGA was that they said they guaranteed work for 4 years, so to be told that we're going to be out of the job soon is, it's not real good.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Are you determined to continue your training while you're suspended?
Well, I'd like to finish my apprenticeship if I could, but just at the moment I'll take any work available.
Well, I think, for these apprentices, it's probably bad timing in more than anything else. You know, we've all been reading about the downturn in the building industry, especially in Latrobe Valley, and a lot of the builders who have work are not wanting to put on young apprentices because they're trying to keep their own staff, their own people employed. So I think it's really bad timing for these apprentices. We've had them here today helping us set up for the Jobs Expo and doing all sorts of things today, and they're just fantastic. You know, they show initiative, they've, nothing's ever been too much trouble. So they're a fantastic group of young men, and it's so sad to see the fact that they're not getting the opportunities, because I think that they just, you know, flourish in an environment where they're obviously passionate about. They want to complete their apprentices, they want to become tradesmen, and so, you know, it's a really sad time for them, I think. You hope that this doesn't discourage them and that they continue, you know, to pursue their career, but, you know, exposure to some other industries and some other job opportunities, I suppose, today. So maybe, you know, with what's happening in the building trade, they may decide that there's a new career for them, and that would be fantastic. So I just think as long as they get the opportunities they deserve, that'd be great.